Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Okay. Moving into another phase of sports. College football championship.
Bowling. We're going bowling. Let's start off locally, though.
What we got?
We got Central Michigan, Miami of Ohio, Thriller in Manila. That was a great game. It was a great game all the way down to the last seconds.
Yeah, the boys from Muskegon showed up, man.
On both sides.
Yeah.
You know, so you got Burr
showed up.
Yep. So that Burr showed up on defense. The two kids from Muskegon, the Big Red, showed up great. The whole thing was a blessing to let. And I had wrote something to somebody. I was like, this is what our young man is supposed to be doing.
On that stage.
Competing on a higher level, but also giving their academic prowess.
Yeah.
But competing on a higher level and saying, hey, I'm doing this. And we playing in a championship together. And we played against each other in high school, elementary, middle school, basketball, and football. And now we competing at one of the highest levels nationally.
Yeah. It was a good game, man. Normally that MAC championship doesn't bring the crowd like it had at Ford Field.
That's right.
Because I can remember being at the state playoffs. High school playoffs, which is always a week before, and they was giving tickets away. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
It was a couple years ago, me and you like, John, I got some tickets for you. I was like, I don't want them. Toledo about to blow them out. You know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. But now when, you know, you had Central playing and Miami of Ohio, man, that place was rocking. It was packed, man. Yeah. I watched it on TV.
Because they used to try to put it with the beer thing, like make it a beer fest or something.
Yeah.
Beer, we're having a beer fest, and we're giving you a ticket to the game.
Right.
Like, who playing? But this time, you seen kids that got NFL ability. I mean,
oh, no doubt,
great athletes, man.
All these guys coming back.
Yeah, all these guys. It's going to be a great thing. And then I know Ladarius Jefferson's over at Central Michigan.
Yes, he is.
Woo.
Yeah, that's the new pipeline, man.
That's it. I see. And then the coach, he will have fun. I see he's have some fun.
Yeah, yeah. He'll be the coach of the year, right?
Yeah.
He went from, you know, one win last year. And played in the conference championship. That's good
beat
stuff, man.
Beat some big name teams, competed with some good people.
Yep. Now he's going to have a good influx of recruits. Okay. Got an opportunity to see him play on TV. Like the wide open style. And it was good for Central Michigan, man.
Yes,
excellent.
It was great. So it was great. Miami Ohio was a tough team.
They were, man.
They were tough.
It was good.
They were tough. That running back they had. I liked the running back they had.
He was tough. And that's what you need. A good competitive game. Wasn't a lopsided. Wasn't a blowout. And kept the fan interest in it. So, yeah.
One play good change.
One play.
Wins. That's all.
That's it.
That's it. That's how I look at it. So, that's that. And then we got Michigan State going to the Pinstripe Bowl. I've never heard of it.
Really? Yeah, man.
But I know why it's Pinstripe because we're in the baseball field.
Yeah. George Steinbrenner. That was one of his last endeavors before he passed was he wanted a bowl game in the city of New York. Right, he had built, it's the brand new Yankee Stadium, and he wanted to have a bowl game there, so he got it.
I don't got no dome, though.
It's outside, man.
Who going to that game in New York when that wind is that hawk? The wind is the hawk, Tony.
Right.
In New York, I said, woo.
Yep.
The skyscrapers, no trees. You got the hawk on you in New York.
So I seen the Notre Dame's fan base was saying that they need to decline the Camping World bowl that they got invited to play Iowa State. They felt like they deserved a better bowl than that.
Camping World.
In Orlando.
Oh, that's a good weather.
Yeah, beautiful stadium, beautiful city. And just go down and enjoy Orlando, man.
Man, enjoy that free trip, free gifts. Because those kids get free gifts and they get a little money.
Yeah.
They get the per diem.
Swag bags, man.
Come on, man. You can't just deny something from the kids. I've been there for three or four years.
You better than that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Every opportunity is worth having.
Right.
Yep.
And then we got the top four, right? Watch Ohio State play.
Clemson.
But it was the Big Ten Championship. Wisconsin came out. It was like a big prize fight, man.
They played the whole game for two quarters.
Wisconsin was ready to play, and then they just ran out of gas, man. But Ohio State had too many bodies.
Yeah, I remember when Ohio State played another opponent, and it was like, well, we play football different. We don't stop coming at you.
Right.
If we're scoring, we're coming.
Yes,
if
sir.
If we're on the defensive side of the ball, we're coming. You can do whatever you feel, but we're not stopping.
No, Mm-mm. They just had too many bodies, man. They just ran out, man.
Man, out of gas, but, man.
That was that running back they got for Wisconsin, though. I really like him. I respect He's the him. Real deal, man.
Yep, I respect him a lot. He's a good player. He's going to do a lot of great things. But as you say, when I was in Wisconsin for my course, my classes, and I'm taking, they was like, as he goes, our team goes.
Yeah.
You stop him, you stop Wisconsin.
Right. And he broke that one. You know, they got up 7-0, 14-0, and it was like Ohio State never panicked. There they just kept playing football, man. They just kept playing their ball and eventually wore them down and won it going away.
Yep. So who LSU got?
It's LSU and Oklahoma.
Because
they moved LSU to number one.
Because Oklahoma got a loss, don't they?
They got a loss. Baylor beat them.
They surprised them at the end.
Yeah.
A good game.
Yeah. So, so it'll be LSU at Oklahoma.
That's the playoff right there, them four teams.
Yep. And a boy from Alabama, quarterback, Jalen Hurts, he's supposed to be invited to the Heisman. And then Chase Young from Ohio State, the Heisman. I think the quarterback from LSU, all these guys being invited, basically. You know, when you're in the top tier in college football, you get that invite.
Man, look at Hurts, man. This is a lesson for people. Look at Hurts. Saban saying you will never amount to anything and all this and all that about yourself.
Put Tua in, set him on the bench, put Tua in because Tua came in and won the national championship game.
Yep.
Jalen was struggling, okay? And put Tua in, and after that, he said, Tua's my guy. And Jalen said, okay, I'm going into the transfer portal. And Lincoln Riley over there at Oklahoma said, I got a spot for you. Come on.
Yeah.
And the rest is, wouldn't it be great if Bama was still in it and got a chance to play him?
Ooh,
I would love to see that, man.
Man, that would have been great.
He get to play his old team.
Well, I guess his old team, not even in the conversation.
No. First time since the BCS started that they're not in the playoffs, man.
And he is. The last laugh.
Yep.
The last laugh, coach. Wow.
Yeah, man. But you know what? I hate to be the team that's got to play Alabama in a bowl game. Whoever that team is, they're going to get the brakes beat off of them.
Yeah, they are.
Because Saban has a point to prove to the college community.
Yes.
That, hey, you know, I lost my starting quarterback. He went down. But we're still a good team. So he's got a point to prove. So, like I say, whoever they play, I feel sorry for him, man.
I'm going to say this. I'm glad they play in Michigan.
That's who they got?
They got the Braggers.
Oh, my gosh. You know, they don't like each other, right?
No, they don't.
When Harbaugh showed up, he started that tour where he was took his show on the road as far as recruiting. He was down in SEC country, and Saban went to the NCAA and said, hey, that guy can't do that.
He's in my territory.
Yeah, he's in our territory. And let me say, well, there's no rules to say he can't come around and promote his program. And ever since then, man, there's been a hated relationship between those two. So it's going to be interesting. Yep.
Exactly right. It's going to be interesting. And then the crying Jordan fans, get ready. Get ready to cry, Jordan.
Is that it?
It's coming. I don't know what y'all going to do this time.
Okay.
Can't save him this time. It might be his last coaching game.
After this. Oh, Harbaugh?
Yeah, I think.
It's going to be so bad, they're going to have to get rid of it.
Yep, it's going
to
be his last time coaching Michigan. So that's
it. It's going to be interesting. Yeah. That's a January 1 game, too.
That's right.
Yeah, that's January 1. So, you know, and always historically the better games are on January 1, Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Orange Bowl, all our traditional games, now the Citrus Bowl. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yep, so what else we got in sports?
Well, before we go with the Patriots, right?
So they got the Spygate still
They got another Spygate going on, man. And it's like a lot of the other teams are saying, okay, if you guys don't come down hard on the Patriots, if it's proven that that's what they were doing, you guys got to come up with something because when they were found guilty before, you fined them $500,000.
Yeah.
That's nothing, okay? They took away a draft pick. That's really nothing. So they're looking almost like they're looking for, like, the death penalty. So, like, every game you play this season, you don't get a win. If you win the game, it still don't count as a win. I don't know what it could be, what it's going to be. But all the other teams' owners are calling for some type of punishment that will make them think twice about anything, you know, that's not above board. So, but yeah. And then, you know, talk of the football is the Ravens.
That's it.
Lamar Jackson.
I'm with the Ravens. I've been with the Ravens since Ray Lewis and my Detroit Lions. After that,
they look good. I love to watch them play, man.
Man, dude, that's
they are good.
That's an example of a city like Detroit supposed to be, a blue collar city,
right?
That's got the players out there that match the city.
And they've gotten worse since they made their change.
The Lions did. They've gotten the worse, guy. Man. Should have kept the brother.
Caldwell.
Caldwell did a good job.
He didn't win enough games, man.
I guess he didn't.
Yep. Didn't win enough games.
Guess we can do it the Patriot way.
Yeah, well, I've never seen anybody come off of the Bill Belichick tree that done anything. Romeo Crennel, they gave him a job. One of the guys gave a job in New York. And none of them really ever made their presence known in the NFL. Owners need to get off of that and hire guys based on their own merit, not what you see another team do, because you don't have all the parts and pieces that a team like that has.
Yeah, Belichick is like the Spurs, the San Antonio Spurs.
Right.
They recruit certain kind of guys.
Yep.
It's going to take certain kind of money and don't mind being there.
Yep. And it's our way or the highway.
Yep.
Yep. They don't cuddle anybody.
And they accept that.
Right. But after watching the Kansas City
Slaughter
game, Brady needs to retire after this year, okay?
Yeah, my man played. Mahoney did his thing.
Yeah, the defense was killing him, man.
Yeah, it was all, killing him. I thought he was running for his life.
Yeah, they was beating him up
he
pretty
good.
He's
too old to be out there. You don't let them young boys chase you. You got 24-year-olds and 25-year-olds and 23-year-olds chasing you.
Yeah.
40-something, man, that's got to be rough. Yeah,
football is different than basketball. Now, you can be 40 and get away with it in basketball.
And if you're a big man, not right. A guard, though.
Right. Well, you look at Vince, right? Yeah. Vince, I think, is the senior guy in the league. Might be the oldest guy that ever played.
You're right.
You know, so he's still functional.
Still can dunk that mug.
Yeah. Too. Yeah, so, you know, it's a little bit different in basketball. You don't have the people slamming you to the turf.
Chasing you, and you're going running for your life.
Right.
I seen a hit Drew Brees took, and his neck, like.
Yeah, I seen that.
Man, I thought he was going to die.
Yeah, he got clothesline, man.
He like 42. He goes,
yeah.
Yeah, he's 40.
Yeah, all these guys, man.
Ooh, that's
rough. Getting up there. They got to watch it. Because
he had a neck brace for the rest of your life.
And NFL be not for long. You keep taking these shots. You won't be around, man.
Yep, you're right.
Yep. And then, the show will air Saturday.
That's right.
But Friday night is the kickoff for Big Red Basketball.
That's right. The girls have had two games already.
Girls have two games.
They played against two ranked opponents. They played against EK,
right?
They put out in the regionals last year. The districts, they beat them in the districts to get the crown, and then they played against Ann Arbor, and Huron. They always been tough.
Okay,
always been a tough team, Academy. So they done had two tough opponents. They got a All-State possible candidate in Deshauna Day,
mm-hmm.
Fair
yes,
State commit. She led them in scoring both games. So they got Benton Harbor Wednesday, and then they got Rockford with the boys, you know, Friday.
Okay.
And last year,
tonight.
Yeah, Rockford got the boys last year.
Right. So, yeah, they shot, man, it was like man, ridiculous.
I saw that game.
Like 80%, 85% from the field. Then everything they threw up went in.
Yeah, then they played Saturday and lost by 30 to Okemos.
Right.
Sure it just shows you who they was getting up for. They were spending their whole summer to play one team.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. Caught them early.
Yep, caught them early.
Yeah, man, but you think about Billy and Jordan when they hit the floor. Them two big bodies.
That's right. Jordan gonna be ready this year too. He was learning last year.
Yeah.
I forgot about him. Then you got this kid, Mike Reed.
Okay.
Mike Reed, same height as LeBron.
I know it, man. I watched him practice the other day.
That's a front line.
Yeah, Nash look good.
Jarvis
looks good.
Joe Dumars, I call him Joe Dumars. They always they got the team this year, I believe. I can give it to them right now. Coach Guy probably got D team.
They're gonna be a tough out. Whoever they match up with, it's gonna be a tough out.
Yep. You know how it is in sports. You want to have your bad game in the regular season,
right?
Not in the playoffs.
Yep.
You know you want to have your bad game in the regular season. So if any bad game that Big Reds have, let's have it in the regular season.
That's it. Yep. And they got a heck of a schedule. So I think it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be fun, man. Boys and girls.
Yep.
So get out and support them.
Yeah, come out, enjoy some good basketball, good coaching. Just all about the community.
Absolutely.
Yep.
What we got today, Coach?
Countdown to New Year's Eve. It's almost close. It's
December
12th right now.
You can count. You're right. You can count the number of days that's left.
Saturday is going to be the 14th. So
that's the halfway point, right?
Yeah, midpoint. Halfway point to the new year. 2020 vision. You know, everybody got their thing when New Year's come. 2020, I'm gonna get everything right. I'm like, well, right. I've been getting a lot of calls too for credit and finance. So if I haven't contacted you in a day or two, I treat everybody with delicacy. I got some clients that I got that I'm working with right now because I like teaching people, Tony. So I just don't be like, oh, let me get the money. Let's do this. No, I want to make sure I walk all my clients through the right thing. So if I haven't got to your call yet and you're listening to this, we working on the process.
Okay.
You know, because I want to make sure everybody, when I'm done with them, they proud of what I did for them. So
yeah, it's not the quantity, it's the quality. That's you right. want to make sure that everybody that you do hook up with, you're giving them quality information. And that guidance is quality versus quantity.
Yep. Because y'all can be trying to run and chase money, and that don't ever work.
Right.
That cost stress. But our countdown to New Year's Eve is just some financial strategies that we're going to look at and see what we can do to make sure we're in the right space for the 2020 vision for our finances. That's very important. Very important. So it says money moves to make right now. Our first one is just harvest all your losses. So this one, it says, you'll trigger a capital gains tax bill if you sell winners in a taxable account. So if you sell all your winners, man, that means that anything that made any profits,
right? So if
dividends, they paid a great dividend.
Right. If you had, say, you started out at 10 grand.
Yes, sir.
And at the end of the year, you had 25 grand.
Whoa, that's 15.
That's a $15,000 capital gains. And it's a taxable event. Mm. Okay. But if you don't sell them, it's not a taxable event.
If you don't sell, so it says if losses exceed your gains, you can use up to these $3,000 of losses to offset the ordinary income. Any loss exceeding can be rolled over up to $3,000 per year to future years. So if you're losing, you can still count it towards future years. So Tony just gave you the gain. I just gave you the loss. Like in the future, he's like, look, I lost $30,000. I'm gonna spread that $30 over them years, a couple years. And you'll be okay. But that's why I try to tell people, always hire an accountant.
Yeah.
Why stress about a problem that you could pay somebody a couple hundred dollars for?
And get it right.
Man, get this right, man.
Yeah, get it right.
That's why I tell people. I'm like, we buy expensive clothes. We buy expensive shoes. We get nice vehicles. We do stuff. But do we trust legal counsel or financial counsel that's worth it? I know I do. I know how to do stuff. I know how to do taxes and everything. But I like paying my accountant.
It's only
love it.
One question. Do rich people do it?
Oh, millionaires do it, yeah.
That's how and why they are millionaires.
I want to be a millionaire.
They got the right advice.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Okay.
Have an accountant.
Yeah.
If I'm dealing with nickel and dimes, I don't need an accountant.
Nope.
If I'm going to deal with, I'm just going to deal with nickel and dimes my whole life. I can count them myself. Yeah.
If you're not actually involved in investments and trying to grow your wealth, then if it's just a paycheck you're getting and there's really no, you don't own a home, you don't have any kind of other expenses for write-off, maybe you just go to H&R Block, okay?
Yep.
But if you're doing things that creates income and wealth, then you need to have a tax accountant to guide you through that process.
Man, I love my accountant. He's been my accountant since, 99. I moved to Detroit, and I was doing my internship about 2003. Yep, so I've had the same guy. And I don't go nowhere outside of him. And everybody he helped, they like, Josh, where you find this guy at? I'm like, he was a lead accountant for the city of Detroit.
Okay.
So you got to think about that. He's retired, and he got a team of people that they just know what they're doing. It makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it does to me, Tony.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to have somebody you can trust. Because, it's like anything. All of them are not good. Okay? So you make sure that you get references from individuals that have used their services, because there's bad lawyers, there's bad tax accountants, there's bad investment counselors. So
penny pinches.
Yeah.
Pinch off your money.
Your
head busted wide open.
Oh, they look at you as just a source of income, not a source of wealth for the individual.
So the next one says, watch out for capital gains distributions. Now, I was reading this. I was like, okay, well, if you're shopping for mutual funds for a taxable account, check the fund's website before you buy them. Otherwise, your investment could saddle you with a big tax bill. Now, I want you to clarify. I was reading over these, and I'm like, so watch out for the capital gains distribution. So when the distribution comes, what is that?
That's basically you've taken the distribution. You've actually taken that money out. So it's a difference between an individual retirement account, a 401k, first is an account that you have outside of that. So there's, you know, there's a maximum amount of money that you can put into a 401k.
That's right.
So a lot of people go ahead and they'll put them into these accounts that are taxable. And yet, you know,
would an IRA considered is it taxable?
Nope. Mm-mm. It's tax deferred.
Okay. So then what accounts are like that then? Like it's like some...
A brokerage account.
Okay. Oh, just where you could just buy shares and...
Yeah.
Just have pieces of companies in your portfolio.
Right. Guys that are day traders, okay, brokers, and they're, you know, they're moving money around, they're making money, and they're tracking it because the IRS is too.
That's right.
Okay. So that's that, at the end of the day, that's who you got to answer to when they look at your brokerage account. And because of course everything's tied to your Social Security number, right?
Yes, sir.
So as you trade and you make money, this stuff is being reported.
And they send that long. It's like about 30 pages. Whenever you trade something, you're like, why do you keep on mailing this stuff to me?
Yeah,
I had to liquidate some. I remember they were sending me books of stuff.
You know, but still, it's an investment. You have more money than you started out, although it is a taxable event. But a creative accountant can help you offset some of those gains.
You actually sell shares of the company. I was talking to a guy the other day at the Lakeshore, and he was like, man, the bank's about to grade and level everything off. He said, I got a lot of my money in stocks and other things. I'm about to move it over to money.
Okay.
Make sure I had this cash ready so when I touch it. But I was like, well, won't that be a taxable event? He said, if I got to do it at a certain time, I could be okay.
Yeah, again, it's a taxable event, but if you're moving money into a money market account.
That's what he was talking about, yep.
And he may have some losses over the course of the year because, of course, everything, you know, he probably didn't make money on. There was probably some losses that help offset.
The stocks and bonds to the liquid cash.
Yep, that help offset his gains, so it's not a huge impact on whatever he earned.
Okay.
So it's a complicated situation, but if you understand – you know, how these things are taxed, you understand a little better. So we need about an hour to really give our audience the rundown on how these brokerage accounts are taxed.
Yep. The next one is check your withholdings. The 2017 tax overhaul lowered tax rates across the board, but it also scrapped some popular tax breaks. This is the game people used to play. I played this game too. As a result, some taxpayers who were accustomed to receiving a refund ending up owing the IRS when they filed their 2018 tax return. Now, it's in part because they changed their exemptions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm going to claim this many. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I always say, don't play with it. Always keep it a consistent number and figure out how to offset it with your investments, your savings, and retirement so you can have that money in spaces. So when it's coming, like, oh, where? I make this much, but look, I've invested this much, I've tied this much, and I put these, like you call them, buckets.
Tony. The buckets, right. Because really the goal at the end of the year is to break even.
At least, yes.
Okay.
You get a refund, you got ripped off.
All righty. That you're using the government as a savings account, okay, unless you're getting earned income credits or whatever, and we know that's not going to last forever with the current administration. But as an hourly worker, a salaried worker, you need to make sure that you're using the right amount of exemptions and dependents. So at the end of the year, when you do your taxes, you said, okay, you owe them $100, they owe you $100, something like that, because you've taken that money that you would have given to the government and you've earned interest and dividends off that money, because the government's not going to give you the interest and dividends.
No.
So you may as well take the difference, put it into an IRA, make it like a tax shelter, individual retirement account, and you have the ability now to make money off the money that you were giving to the government.
Yeah. You're right. Now, I'm going to share a small story. I know I was in a situation, an accident last year, right? So I took money. I had it in my health SHA, right? My mm-hmm. flexible account. Then I had my tithes. Then I had my investments. Then I had like a little IRA I had, right? So it come and filing my taxes. I think I had business and stuff. And the city of Muskegon, like, we owe you a check. So they like, you got to approve this. I'm like, well, I'm just going to wait till next year because I might owe y'all. So y'all just keep whatever I owe y'all.
Right.
The little couple hundred that y'all supposed to give me, I might ain't concerned about it because I already know how it go.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to even press about the money because they probably couldn't believe that I was really saving all that money and had all those accounts and everything. But I'm like, when you know how to do your withholdings, I max my withholdings. Am I really put the money where it's supposed to go?
Yep.
Like the tax deferred places.
Yep.
Because I know that if I could take $5,000 tax deferred and put it in an account where I'm going to help my retirement, where I can see it 20 years from now. Instead of saying, oh, I'm going to get a tax return, $3,500, $5,000. No, if I take that $5,000 and put it there, and I might see a $900 tax return. I'm okay with that.
Right. Yeah. Because when you, like if you're 457 or you're 403B or you're 401K, that money goes out before it gets to the tax table. So that money is already invested and it's not taxed. Okay. The only time it's taxed is that when you retire and you take a distribution.
That's right.
Okay, but if you take small increments of it, it's going to be a less of a financial impact from taxation. So that's the key, is to make sure that you are maxing out on whatever those contributions are, and hopefully you are getting a match. Because on the match, again, it's free money.
Free money.
And
you're why would you want a big tax return when you can invest and get free money?
Okay.
And then say if you have hardship, you want to buy a house.
It's still available.
You
want
to pay for college. You can go custom money if you got a good account.
Yeah.
I need that $5,000. I'm about to, my car broke down or whatever. You can do that.
Yeah, there's hardship situations where you can get the money without the penalty. Because normally there's a 10% penalty, plus you pay the taxes on it.
That's right. So I'm like, I've been thinking, I'm like, why wouldn't you use these tools that our country has? I said, well, it's taxi. I got this W-2 like a microwave in my pocket. I'm ready to pop like Oprah Redenbach.
Yeah, or you can set up a savings account with your bank, right? And you say, okay, I always want to have $1,500 in there. And if you never have the emergencies, you take the excess, you set up an IRA and say, okay, now I got $2,000 in there. I'm going to take $500 of it and put it into my retirement account. And you just keep doing that. As long as you don't have an emergency, you can keep funding your IRA, keep your $1,500, balance in your savings account and never touch it.
Yes,
when
sir.
It exceeds, you contribute to it, then you take it out, put it into your IRA. Now you got a tax shelter, okay? And plus you still got money for your emergency fund.
Yeah, I got to tell you, like people that get the best discipline of that, don't go out and buy new cars all the time. If you pay off something and you're like, well, if I can ride in this for 2 or 3 more years, that'll discipline someone for abundance. So if you say you got a car note, $300, and you're like, well, I'll pay this car off. So then you're like, well, for one, your insurance can be changed. You can change that as long as you got full, collision. You straight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then you can do the bodily injury. You're like, well, this car is so old. Well, I can do this. So now you got that money that you was putting on the car note. You can put that, what you said, in that account. And it can really
start to grow.
It can have some.
Yeah. Absolutely, man.
That's what I've been seeing. You can really have some if you just like pay off some and not be worried about because you driving something new. For what? Mm-mm.
Depreciating. For what? Depreciating asset. Okay? Depreciating asset versus buying gold, homes, real estate, things that are going to appreciate in value the longer you have them.
All right, the next one, it'll be the last one we have. Pay some bills. Unless your finances have changed significantly, you probably have a pretty good idea of whatever that you will itemize or you'll claim a standard deduction when you file a 2019 tax return. If you plan to itemize, now is a good time to prepay deductible expenses, such as your mortgage payments and state taxes due in January. Other moves to make by the New Year's Eve are review your medical bills. I had to do that. Prepay your tuition if you can. Another one, contribute to a 529 college savings plan.
Mm-hmm.
Make your year end gifts, like the people that you like or Barbara or whatever, give them extra $100 or something. Just go around, give your gifts and your charitable gifts also.
Right, 501(c).
Yep, for the nonprofits. That's what a lot of people do. That's why I call my accountant. I make an appointment with her. That's for our nonprofit this week because he always say, Chauncey, I got some envelopes to give you because some people need some donations. And they be asking me what nonprofit they can donate to. So I'll be visiting my accountant. If you're here, make sure we make that appointment so I can get me some envelopes.
Right.
I know people want to give to organizations that really help in the community.
Oh, absolutely,
so I
man.
Got some people that need some help. So if you need a tax break, hit me up. I got the nonprofit and the money will go to the right things for these kids.
Man, I was at a meeting. I got invited to a meeting out to the Sherman Bowl Alley last week.
Yes, sir.
And it's a group of men that get together. And all they do is they put in like $100 and they fund nonprofits around the city. And his brother, Kilgore, came in And he got up and he spoke. Everybody get like 5 minutes to talk about their nonprofit. And he was running a like a food kitchen over in the Heights by the projects. No federal funding. It's all done through donations.
That's right.
And it was like incredible that he was the only African-American in there in the room. They got up and talked. And the room is 95% male, white males. And you vote at the end of who should get the money. And Kilgore got the money, but this is all tax deductible. But it was like, you know, if I hadn't came to that meeting, I would have never knew the amount of nonprofits that was doing good things in this city, man.
That's right. It's a lot of people doing good things.
Yeah. I mean, you can give it to the Red Cross. I'm nothing against those folks. United Way, nothing against those folks. But there's a lot of things that are happening right in your community that you can give $100 to that are nonprofits and qualify for a tax deduction.
Yep. I always say that. I look at it like when you be able to give it to somebody that's really doing the work, you get a direct hit with your money going right to the service.
Yeah, it's you can go see it at work.
It's not filtering. Because I tell you this, audience, and I'm going to finish here. A lot of nonprofits, when you give them some money, I gave them $1,000. You really gave them $50.
Yeah.
Because what they're going to do is they're going to pay some salaries.
Pay for big buildings.
Pay some lights and everything. And then if it's just, I'm going to get these kids these jerseys. $50 going to them jerseys.
So, yeah.
Everything else is going to pay a salary and somebody else benefits. I'm telling you.
Yeah. So, yeah.
If they're a big nonprofit, we're talking about corporations.
So, yep, there's a number of right here in town, man, community services that you can contribute to at this end of the year. If you got a little extra cash and you want to, you know, help somebody out, that's the way you do it.
All right, I'm gonna read the scripture that I got for today. It say, Book of Psalms, chapter 35, verse 27. But give great joy to those who came to my defense. Let them continue and say, great is the Lord who delights in blessing his servant with peace. Man, that's
all right.
Worth more than money, man. Being peaceful. Being able to go in your community, do what you're supposed to do, go home, go to sleep, live your routine, set goals, have a vision for yourself.
Yep.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
This is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.